Praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. We had Noah Christmas evening and all day yesterday and last night, didn't we, Deb? So, the little one. Oh man, he ain't little no more. He's up 6.5 pounds, man. Got a big day tomorrow. He gets circumcised tomorrow, so big day for him tomorrow. I'm kind of imagine he won't be a happy camper. Hallelujah. They didn't do it right away because he was so small. They didn't want to cause any trauma. So now he's 6 weeks old. So hold on to him, Mama. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. Stand up with me. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. Father, we love you this morning. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. There is none like you in all the heavens and all the earth. And Father, as we lift up the praises of an awesome, mighty God, we just invite you, Lord, to be enthroned in the praises of your people this morning. Destroy yokes and lift burdens in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah, we pray. And everybody said, amen.
A hallelujah. What stirs your soul? What matters come to mind? The cares you keep, the thoughts you think, it's not all wasted time. Seeking you will find. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. Let your
I'm gonna see you.
the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures of fame. Together, and every
worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you.
Miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. We make miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Yeah.
because you're serving the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you this morning. We praise you. We thank you, Father, that you give a seed to sow into your kingdom. We thank you, Father, when that seed's placed in the hand of a mighty, awesome God, that you'll multiply it and you'll use it to expand your kingdom. For that we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been so good to you. You ought to praise him. Hallelujah. While Bernie's doing that, I want to put this word up here. Let me make sure that spelling's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Almost right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm blessed this morning. Got your Bibles this morning. Turn to a familiar story in the Bible. One of my favorites. It's found on page 575 if you got a Bible like mine. If you don't, then you're going to have to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Hallelujah. You know, 2020, a lot of experts have said has been a tough year. And a lot of people will tell you they're ready for 2021. They need to move where they're ready to move into a new year because of all the problems 2020's had. Well, here's my bad news.
It's gonna get worse.
I didn't say that, Jackie. Jackie says it's gonna get worse. No, I wasn't gonna say that at all. What I was going to say was, when the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, they ran into the Edomites, and they ran into the Amalekites. Remember, the Amalekites were attacking their rear as they marched, because that's where the elderly and the young were, back there in the back, all right? And so they ran into them. Then they came and had to fight the Amorites. The point I want to make is 2021 is not going to be different than any other year we've ever had.
Amen.
There's going to be giants. There's going to be battles. There's going to be difficulties. How do I know that? Because we have a real enemy who's out to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He wants to steal your joy. Amen. But like I said at the beginning, we do have some weapons. Amen.
Amen.
And those weapons are not carnal. That means we don't have to take it into our own hand and unload everything on somebody who's wronged us verbally, right? What's the Bible say? A fool utters all his mouth. Ouch. Help me, somebody. Huh? You're making progress in that area? I wasn't looking at you, Lord. I didn't mean to be. See, Lord loved you enough to take the heat off of everybody else, did she? But here's my point. We do have weapons. And one of the major weapons we have is praise. Because let's be honest. Okay, we all know that when we're in a battle, when we're in a conflict, we ought to praise God.
Amen.
But how many of you know when you're knee-deep in alligators, you don't much feel like praising God? Am I the only one ever been there? Okay, all right. Just Bernie and Deb, you okay with that? You don't feel like praising him. So here's Jehoshaphat. Here's old King Jehoshaphat. And let's see if we can figure out what he was feeling. Verse 1. It happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Wow. Ammonites, Moabites, and other peoples come to battle Jehoshaphat. Now I'm sure he didn't feel like praising God, but in verse 5 it says, then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of Yahweh before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Remind yourself of this prayer, okay? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. So Jehoshaphat's convinced if he can get in the presence of God and he can cry out to God, God will hear and God will deliver. Amen. That's a good thing to know, especially if you're knee-deep in alligators. That God is waiting for you to cry out. You need his presence. And the God we serve is a deliverer. Amen. All right. Now, Jehoshaphat's got an army. He's got chariots. He's got horses. He can do battle. Okay. He's got an army to fight with. But let's pick it up in verse 17. Now, I think he might be outnumbered. Okay. Against 3 here. But he's still got an army. All right. It says in verse 17, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now, sounds pretty good. Jehoshaphat, you don't have to go fight this battle. You go out tomorrow, I'm going to fight the battle. But I just, I'm listening to this, and I think Jehoshaphat's like, yeah. But if I was the king, when I went out, wouldn't I want to take the royal guard with me? I mean, huh? You've got the royal guard. That's right, but I'm talking about a physical king. Here's this physical king. You know he's got an army. You know he's got a royal guard. I mean, we got presidents that they've been presidents for a year and they're guarded, right? They don't go anywhere without them, right? So, go out tomorrow, Jehoshaphat. You're not going to have to fight the battle. Let's keep reading. Let's go. Let's pick it up. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you and your inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Yes. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Now, that's pretty good right there. But if you jump over, if you jump over to verse 25, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Amen. Amen. Not only did God provide deliverance, but God blessed them with an abundance. Amen. Why? Because instead of fighting the battle themselves, they decided to use that spiritual weapon called praise. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I have battled this recently. I've never been depressed. I've been sad, but I've never been depressed. But I've battled that a little bit in the last few years. I don't know if it's my old age. I don't know if it's medicine I'm taking. I don't know what it is. But I know this. My Bible tells me I never stay in that funk very long. I'm irritable. You know, I'm irritable. I don't want to do anything. You know, just lay around. And I don't even want to do that. But my Bible tells me, my Bible tells me that for the spirit of heaviness to put on the garment of praise.
Amen.
Now, I know this. I know that. But sometimes I don't do that. See, our weapons, the weapons that God has provided us with, you're not going to like this at all, require us to be disciplined. Our weapons won't work if we don't understand discipline. You are soldiers in the army of God, right? Good soldiers are disciplined, right? Let me show you something. This word discipline comes from a Latin word called disciplina. And I will tell you this. I'll prove it, okay? Here's what it means. It means instruction and training. Amen. It comes from a root word. Now watch this. It comes from this root word, discern, deceer, and it means, wait, you see this. To learn. Wow. Now, could we say that a disciple is a disciplined one? Could we not? I mean, because a disciple of the Lord Jesus is one who is receiving his instruction, right? In Hebrew, they call disciples Talmudim, students. You're hearing his instruction. You're receiving his training. You're learning. As a disciple, you should be learning, studying. You should be disciplined. See, we can have all the weapons in the world, but if we're not disciplined to understand how to use them, they don't mean anything to us. I know I've told you this before, but that Iron Dome, you see pictures of it all the time. We got pretty close to that thing. Close enough the soldiers started coming out of the bunkers. I'm out. I'll see y'all. I'm getting on the bus. But without the proper training and instructions on how to use that, that's just a